Lieutenant Ryan Hendrick and the real mayor of the city of Frederick. Well, I mean, let's be honest, Mayor. I am the mayor. You are the elected mayor, elected mayor.
Well, which I think matters.
Well, you know, maybe. How are you?
I'm good.
Happy
I'm good.
Happy soon to be Thanksgiving.
Indeed.
How far are you traveling?
From my bedroom to my living room.
Okay. All right. So you having everybody coming home?
They are not.
No?
They are not because of their specific work and school responsibilities and what's happening with coronavirus in their own states and their state orders and whatnot. We're not going to be together in person for Thanksgiving, but we'll find out.
So just you and your lovely bride?
Just me and my bride.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are you doing like, I mean, Boston Market isn't open anymore, right? So you can't do the takeout there. You actually going to do the whole turkey and stuff?
We're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
I don't think we're going to be cooking a 20-pound turkey.
I got one. I got a 21-pounder. I'm just going to smoke it tomorrow. I'm going to get it ready tomorrow and then smoke it on Thursday morning. So, you know.
You're having a collection of individuals?
No, not really. I mean, you know, I mean, we're going 7 miles. So I don't know if that's what the governor says travel. So, but it's all family. There's no really outside entities coming in. So,
and the travel advisories are really about how you interact once you go to wherever you're going to go. So it's a, You could stay in Frederick and expose yourself to an extraordinary spreading opportunity if you're around people that don't take it seriously. You could just as easily travel 300 miles to a remote cabin in North Carolina and not encounter anyone and probably be fine.
Right.
So it's less about how far you go. It's about what you do when you're there.
Well, we heard that the two main places where COVID-19 is Mount Airy and Frederick City.
And I think if you were to dive into those numbers with greater granularity, you would find that nursing home facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So Mount Airy was the place where there was that first big surge in a long-term care facility, and they've seen that in some of the long-term care facilities in the city of Frederick as well. So that would, to me, if you were to dive in the numbers, that would explain that a little bit.
Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor joining the Morning News Express here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. I'm interested to get your take on what Larry Hogan said. I'm going to play a cut here about Larry Hogan.
Oh, he's got to get headphones.
We can actually turn his mics off. He can still hear the cut. Here we go. We'll fire it in 3, 2... and one.
The Maryland State Police is also ramping up their COVID prevention hotline where members of the public can call to report unsafe facilities and activities or violations of public health orders. Marylanders who see unlawful behavior are encouraged to report it by calling 833-979-2266. We remain fully committed to assisting and supporting our county and municipal governments in their efforts to enforce COVID restrictions and orders. And I want to commend those jurisdictions that have already ramped up their enforcement efforts. The Frederick County Police Department has increased staffing and will be working in partnership with the Frederick County Liquor Board, the Office of the State Fire Marshal, and their local health department to conduct compliance checks.
All right, that is Governor Larry Hogan's press conference at 4 o'clock yesterday. We're going to get Michael O'Connor's reaction. He's the Frederick mayor joining us on the Morning News Express. 6:16, Bob Miller, Ryan Hendrick, waking you up. Good morning, rise and shine for Tuesday, November 24th.
WFMD, it's the Morning News Express with the morning mayor and the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, Ryan Hendrick, as well as we dive into city issues. And Mayor, before the break, we heard that cut from the governor. Your reactions to that? You can move
much
that
like
microphone
the
to you.
The compliance checks for alcohol, which were also referenced in there. If people don't drink and drive, then they're not going to have an issue with the police. And so it's a fairly simple request that is being asked of individuals, which is wear a mask when you're in places where you're likely to come in contact with other people. If you do that, then you won't have to worry about whether or not state police officer or city police officer or health department official or inspector is going to tell you as a patron of a business or as a business owner, you got to do a better job of managing the we're trying to be guided by the science in here. And so I think that the governor, I appreciate the governor's consistent message on this issue. I think it's the best thing that we can provide at the state, county, and city level, and the federal level as well. At the federal level, the message has been less consistent, but a consistent message at all levels based on the science and the health data, I think, is the most important thing that we can do to combat COVID-19.
Well, a couple things you said. First of all, you said it was a request, but it's not a request. It's a mandate.
It is a mandate, but if people just do something pretty simple, wear a mask, you're not going to find yourself in any kind of a situation. So we have all sorts of laws for all kinds of things, and if people don't violate those, then they don't ever have to deal with the criminal justice system with getting a citation. If you don't overpark at a meter, you won't get a parking citation. If you don't drive too fast past a red light camera, you won't get a red light citation. It's personal responsibility, and I think the governor talked about that repeatedly. Personal responsibility is really what we're asking people to embrace.
Do we not think – sorry, Ryan, don't mean to interrupt. Do we not think that people are able to do that on their own without a mandate from the governor? I mean, I know I'm not going to go 100 miles down the road. I know that I'm not going to – but we're asking businesses to shut down and not giving businesses the opportunity to do what they can do best, and that is make sure – I think we had this conversation before. Make sure that everybody's safe. I mean, we talked about, I think, WAGs one time. WAGs, if they're, because you said you don't like percentages, or you don't like the number of people, you like percentages better.
No, I don't. I don't. I think percentages don't necessarily create the most equitable dynamic in this, because restaurants are different sizes and different shapes, and they have to. So the issue is, how are you doing on keeping tables apart, and how are you doing on having your staff masked up? And I think the issue is, and this is the governor sort of said this. He said this on multiple occasions. We've heard it from our own health officials. We know where the spreading events are occurring from. And so if people were, in fact, abiding by the request, the mandates wouldn't be necessary. But they're not abiding by the request. They're not enforcing either within their own businesses, not all businesses, but this is the problem is most people don't kill people. Most people don't rob banks. Most people don't speed. We don't have laws because of most people. We have laws because of the exceptions, and the exceptions, if they're sufficient enough, can ruin it for everyone else. As someone who's lost a family member to COVID-19, I take seriously the idea that simply wearing a mask in most circumstances is a fairly low bar to jump over to keep me, my family, my friends, my coworkers, my community safe. To me, it's simple. So I don't need the mandate to do the right thing. But some people don't respond just to the request. And so the threat is put out there. I don't expect that police are going to have to do very much enforcement. That's my opinion.
Frederick Mayor Michael O'Connor joining us on the Morning News Express here at Free Talk 930 WFMD. If you have a question for the mayor, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Mayor, we talk about the science, but there's restaurant owners are saying there's not a lot of science that goes behind the governor saying we have to stop selling alcohol at 10 or close at 10 when we know people may be transmitting the disease after 10 elsewhere. What about restaurant owners that feel demoralized and handicapped by some of the restrictions mandated with the 10 o'clock closings?
I think that what the science suggests is that the later you go in the evening, as people have had more to drink, it's possible that their willingness or ability to discern appropriately may be impaired. And so I think some of this is being driven by the fact that after 10 o'clock at night, when most restaurants have shut down their kitchens, the only thing they're serving at that point is alcohol, and it increases the likelihood that you're going to have groups of people that are largely unmasked, that are largely close together in confined spaces. So I think the the balance in this has been to promote the business loans and grants and support that the governor has put out as well, and really to look to the federal government, which has done nothing since the spring.
That's not
to
true.
To step up to the
That's
plate.
Not true.
With,
That's not true,
with
Michael.
More
that is not true.
Relief.
That
in
is
support
not true.
Of businesses and individuals who we know are struggling as we're trying to manage a once in a century public health crisis.
When you say that, though, don't you think this, I mean, warp speed isn't a Joe Biden administration thing. It's a Donald Trump thing. I mean, warp speed is going to get vaccines into Americans' arms quicker than anything we could have imagined. Where does the credit go with that? When you say the administration has done nothing, people...
That's not what I said. I said the federal government has done nothing since the spring in terms of relief for businesses.
Well, when you talk about the federal government, you're talking about the presidential administration,
I'm talking
right?
about the president and the Congress working together on behalf of the American people.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's not necessarily... Well, yeah, I guess you would say the federal government. But, I mean, what about the $600? What about the $1,200? What is that? That was nothing?
It all came in the spring. Nothing has happened since May.
Well, I mean,
there's been no follow-up. The Coronavirus Relief Act, the last relief that came in March, April.
But there's been no
action on relief for businesses or individuals since the spring. That's a failure of Congress and the president to do their job.
But those bills are also stuffed with, I mean, meat for bailouts for poorly run Democratic states.
I think that's a talking point that if you, I guess it's now OAN and Parler are now the new places where conservatives are going to spread the news. Those are talking points, and it's just not true.
All right,
I'm a Democratic-run city. We're not a poorly run Democratic-run city, by the way.
I didn't say you were.
You said poorly run Democratic city.
We're a Democratic city.
We are not poorly run.
We got to take a break.
All right.
It's the Morning News Express. Bob Miller, Ryan Hedrick, and the mayor of the city of Frederick, 301-694-WFMD.
Finally, with Thanksgiving just a few days away, I want to remind Marylanders that both federal and state officials are strongly advising against holiday travel and advising that celebrating is safer if limited to members of your immediate household. We want all of our families across the state to enjoy the holidays, but we want them to do it in a safe way. While the way we celebrate this year may be different, we still have so much to be thankful for.
It's the governor on the Morning News Express. He had a press conference yesterday. And in the studios, the mayor of the city of Frederick, Mayor Michael O'Connor, and we're talking about the guidelines that the governor's put out and kind of and to your credit, to the county's credit, you guys, you guys have been pretty much in line with the governor and what he's asked to do. In some circumstances, you've even gone a little bit further after the governor has done some things. You've kind of followed county guidelines more and what the County Executive Jan Gardner, Dr. Barbara Brookmeyer, has said to do. How far is the administration, your administration, willing to go? We're here, other states and cities are looking at, I think it was New York, looking to just shut down everything. Are you ready to prepare to go to that extreme again? Because, I mean, we all both mentioned that a lot of the problems and the biggest numbers that we are seeing are in nursing homes. It's not in the bars and the restaurants. And not to say that it's not being spread, but they're the ones who are getting punished. We're not shutting down the other things.
Yeah, so to be clear, nursing homes is where the deaths are occurring. Cases are occurring all over the place. And it is the health guidance from the health officer that we're trying to use in terms of identifying the parameters under which businesses and individuals should operate. And we were a little slower to come out of the reopening when the governor began the phased opening because our numbers showed that we were not there yet. Now what we're seeing is that counties that were very quick to open up the moment they could after the initial shutdowns, counties in the far west of Maryland and down on the shore, are the ones that are seeing the largest spike in new cases and increasing fatalities. So I think there's something to be said for a data-driven measured approach and not making snap judgments based on politics. The worst thing about the conversations about coronavirus is that it's become a political conversation about who's for what and who's against what, as opposed to allowing it to be driven by health data and science. And it's a false choice to say we have to choose between whether or not we're going to operate businesses and whether we're going to be safe. It is possible to do both. Frederick County, on balance, I think is trying to walk that tightrope and is doing it fairly effectively.
Do you believe that the science, which has contradicted itself throughout this pandemic, is on the – obviously, you think it's on the right track now, though? Because
yes.
It has. I mean, even Dr. Fauci has contradicted himself.
I don't listen to only Dr. Fauci, and no one should listen to only one source for anything. You have to take the data in the aggregate. And what we know now, and we've learned a lot about this virus in the 8 months since we first heard coronavirus. And you're going to make certain judgments early in something when you don't know as much information as you do with more information. We now know that perhaps resistance, once you've been exposed, is higher than initially believed. Well, you only know some facts about how this virus performs with enough data to have good science to back up your thought process. We now know that mask wearing really does make a difference in controlling the spread. It's not in dispute anymore.
Michael O'Connor joining us here on the Morning News Express. He is the mayor of Frederick. We continue at 641 here at Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's check traffic.
Hey, it's the Morning News Express with Ryan Hedrick, Bob Miller, and the mayor of the city of Frederick. Want to change gears, Mayor, because we don't have a whole lot of time here left over. I saw the other day that the search committee for the new chief of police asked and requested a closed-door session. Do we have an announcement for a new chief of police?
No. They requested a closed session because as they begin to look specifically at candidates, that becomes a more that's a personnel kind of conversation that really ought to be occurring in private at this point. So I believe that closed session was so that they could begin to review applications and candidates who had submitted for the position.
So this is a committee, the search committee I'm referring to, for the next Frederick City Chief of Police. And what specifically are they targeting? Are they looking at proximity to residents in the city? Are they looking for experience? Are they looking for leadership capabilities?
Yes, but I would say proximity is not really an issue. If we hire someone, they may or may not live in the city of Frederick, but they'll eventually come to the city of Frederick. So whether or not they're from, you know, Frederick or Maryland or, you know, Virginia is, I think, less relevant to whether or not they've demonstrated leadership capacities in their police experience. Their commitment to visibility and communication and community in terms of an approach, the leadership component. I think those are all factors. And they conducted a survey that wrapped up a couple of weeks ago to try and gauge the community's sense of the characteristics and traits that they would want to see in a new police chief.
Many believe that with the Black Lives Matter movement and the pressure being placed on police departments across the country, that a minority candidate would be better to be the face of the Frederick City Police Department. Your response?
I think the best chief for the city of Frederick is the chief that best meets the criteria of the search committee and ultimately the selection committee, which will include me. We've not set any sort of parameters on the demographics of who that individual. We want the best candidate for the job.
We had two different types of leaders in the past couple of years, referring to Chief Kim Dine, who, you know, you would see him in downtown Frederick on his Segway, walking the streets, kind of a more visible chief of police. And then you had Chief Hargis, who was kind of more of a, I don't want to say just a behind the desk manager, because I didn't know him that well, but he didn't seem to be, he was more management style as opposed to more out in the open, maybe more of a reserved person. What are you looking at and what is the search committee looking at? Somebody who is maybe more out there on the streets or, you know, more behind the scenes, making sure everything is done right?
I think based on the data that we've seen from the surveys of the community, and I would concur with this from my own perspective, that this is one of the most visible positions in the city of Frederick, alongside perhaps, I don't know, the mayor. The police chief is the individual most likely to be known by the community in terms of their everyday interactions with people. And so someone who's comfortable in that kind of a setting, someone who's gregarious and open and connects well with people, I think is absolutely the kind of candidate that we're going to be looking for.
All right, Mayor, anything you want people to know about anything coming up in the city of Frederick, any announcements? Anything you want to get out there in closing?
Well, I certainly would wish everybody a happy holiday season. It's going to be a very strange Thanksgiving and Christmas for me and my family, but we'll figure out a way to make it work. We are continuing to do operational modifications, so there'll be some parking relief coming throughout the Christmas shopping season, over beginning with the Thanksgiving and moving through the end of the year. We want to get to 2021 with as many of our residents healthy and alive as we possibly can. And so I would just encourage everyone to take seriously the pandemic that we're dealing with. Take simple steps in your household and as individuals. And hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's.
No, thank you there, Mayor Michael O'Connor on the Morning News Express on WFMD.